Here's a thought I'll title Prince Throughout the Day. We live in somewhat northerly latitudes, not that far from the Canadian border, and so the sun is relatively low on our horizon compared to people that live, say, at the equator. And as the sun crosses the sky, the light in our house changes dramatically, not only from coming in the windows at one end of the house in the morning and a different end of the house in the afternoon, but also during the seasons. It can be higher and lower in the sky, and the arc kind of moves the light from one window to another, and therefore the light that falls on the prints that I have hanging on the wall changes throughout the day. This is one of the primary reasons why I like to live with a print for a while before I'm done with it, because a print might look different in the morning under one kind of light that has a certain kind of color, and in the evening when there's a different kind of light from a different end of the room, and again from a different color. I've noticed on many occasions, as the light has changed, I realize the print is maybe slightly too dark, or slightly too light, or slightly too blue, and I need to warm up the color balance just a little bit. That is to say, my response to the print changes throughout the day as the lighting changes, but even more subtly, because perhaps my mood changes, and maybe that too is in response to the light. In the morning, in the blue light, I'm energetic. In the evening, in the golden hour, I'm kind of winding down. And it makes sense to me that the best artwork should live well over that time. If it looks great in the morning and lousy in the evening, that would seem to indicate that maybe the printing or the lightening or darkening or color balance or whatever of the image needs to be tweaked a little bit so that it looks terrific no matter the time of day and no matter the angle of the light. But, and I guess this is the point I'm trying to make, we'll only know that if we observe it over time. And it took me decades to fully realize this. I used to spend my weekends printing, for example. I would mix chemistry and lay out trays and dig out the negatives on Friday night. I would spend all day Saturday printing, setting out prints to dry. And on Sunday, I would flatten them and spot them and mat them and sometimes even frame them. That was a typical weekend of darkroom work, the way I pursued photography. I realize now that was a mistake, because essentially once they were in the mat board, my psychology shifted toward that print to the assumption that it was now done, not realizing that my attitude towards the image might change over time, that I might eventually decide, well, it needs to be a little darker, a little lighter, or this corner needs to be burned in or dodged out, or cropped a little here or there. Without taking the time to live with the print for a while, I was creating a feedback scenario that was incomplete. So for the last 20 or 30 years, what I tend to do is make a print and then put it up on the wall, maybe with thumbtacks, maybe with magnets, maybe with these new poster hangers that I've discovered, just so that I can live with it for a while and see how my attitude changes towards the print with time. And it does, almost always. And perhaps, you know, if I had better talent, I wouldn't find that's the case. But my observation is, to this day, that it is the case that my response towards a print changes over time. Now, not forever. It's not like I can live with a print for a year and it'll be different. Hopefully not. But it does help to take a week, a few days, maybe even a couple of weeks, to live with a print where I can see it on different kinds of day with different kinds of weather and in different moods and learn how to interpret a print more effectively rather than having such an instantaneous response that gets fixed forever. There's almost a kind of statistical analysis that comes into play. The more I look at a print, the more data points I have to assess how I feel about what I've produced. And it's a fairly common thing that after I've lived with the print for a while and seen it in different kinds of light and from different weather and different mood, that I'll discover new ways to improve a print and begin the assessment process for a second or third or fourth time before I'm fully satisfied that I'm comfortable in saying, now, that image is complete and I'm finished.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.